The Lowdown, Business Etiquette China, written by Florian Laloum and presented by Trevor White and Lorelei King. The Lowdown, audio downloads for people who are long on ambition but short on time.
Hello, and welcome to Business Etiquette China. Today, I'm going to be taking you through some tips and tools that will keep you ahead of the game. We live and work in a global market. Knowing how to behave with courtesy in other countries will allow you to make a good impression, helping you to forge new friendships and alliances, thereby maximizing your potential and making you a greater asset to your company and your profession. This isn't a language course. It isn't a detailed treatise on how to do business in China, but it will tell you a little about what to expect in business and social situations and give you some tips about how to behave and how not to behave. We'll be talking a little bit about the history of China and how it informs attitudes today. We'll discuss why it's important to understand the concepts of face and networking. We'll go through the stages of building a relationship with the Chinese and talk a little in general terms about doing business in China. Then, we'll get more practical as we take you through the etiquette you might need in a typical business meeting, as well as some tips to help you through the etiquette of that all-important business socializing. We'll recap with a list of do's and don'ts. And finally, we'll round it off with a few Chinese phrases that might come in handy. Let's get started.
China has such a varied and interesting history. Do you think that has had an impact on how business is done there today?
There's no doubt that China's rich history plays a paramount role in the way the Chinese see the world today. It's no coincidence that China calls itself the Middle Kingdom. For centuries, the Chinese have seen their country as the center of the world. China may have opened its doors to foreigners, and the Chinese may be fascinated.